Hello, it's me, Madge, walking with a new recorder on. It looks ridiculous. Now I'm afraid to record because I have this hairy beaver in my hand. A hairy beaver. So I just want to know how this sounds in comparison to the other grums I've done before on the Riverwalk, because all the others have been with the Shure microphone. Girdle. So this is, I don't know, with the other one. The nice thing about this microphone, white ladies, my recording, is that it has a vagina. No. It has a humongous hairy windscreen. The hairy windscreen, courtesy of Harry Winston. And it has a backup recording feature, where whatever it is you're recording, you can record something at negative 12 decibels. Meaning negative 12 decibels from whatever the current recording speed is, longitude. And you can feel like a complete idiot talking to yourself with a big furry pussy in your hand. So I just try and avoid all eye contact because it's a horrible life, audience. It's a horrible life. There's music coming from somewhere. It's not coming from my vagina, though. It's going to be a short grum, if at all. Can you hear the birds? Let's see, I have the limiter engaged. I have low cutoff engaged at a low bass rollout, whatever the fuck it's called, 80 kilohertz in smells, or 80-somethings. It itches, it stinks. And everything is horrible in life because I work for a living, audience. I do. And it's not a job I enjoy. It's a horrible job in a beige room because I am misguided. And I don't know if you've ever seen that book, read that book. Oh, it's a street performer right on the bridge above me. Let's just listen. Better than me complaining. Well, that was fun. I'm going under the bridge. The bridge. Here comes a tour boat. They're going to laugh at me. This is like, I feel like I'm in that movie Carrie, except instead of pig's blood, I'm talking to a vagina. It's the Wendella boat with like four people. Who takes a tour boat when it's 38 degrees out? I guess they booked a trip to Chicago and said, oh, it's going to be warm. Not warm. Cold. Anyway, we were discussing my job and how much it's horrible. You know, this Syria thing, I have to talk about it. I don't want to. Because it, for me, it puts me in a place where I'm being kind of conspiracy-oriented, conspiratorial, something I don't like to do. So, but it's there was a Twitterer, I don't remember who it is, but it's somebody famous and whatnot. The Twitteror said something like, it was after Trump said, well, we're going to get out of Syria. Remember the other day, like a few days ago, or like Friday, said, I'm going to get out of Syria. Fuck Syria. They're on their own. Well, this Twitterer, and I don't know who it is, I'm sure you could find it somewhere, said, if there are reports that Assad used chemical weapons on his own people in the next few days, ignore them. It's just a way to get the United States from to not leave Syria, meaning, who knows? I don't know who would do that. Is it the deep state? Who knows? But, you know, I normally just dismiss conspiracy theories like that, but that one's too weird because, of course, it really happened. It doesn't really make sense. You know. I mean, why would Assad use chemical weapons on his own people right before the United States left? Unless A, he either didn't do it, or B, wants the United States to stay there. Why would he want either of those things? So, it's weird. It's weird. It's one of those things. It's like most conspiracy theories, you know. I don't know. It makes perfect sense to think of the way I'm describing, but that doesn't make any sense either. But I don't like it. It makes me feel very uncomfortable because it makes me wonder if I'm paranoid. The whole thing is creepy, right? So either Assad used chemical weapons on his own people, or someone else did, or it didn't fucking happen. It hasn't even been verified. Then I read that the UN was trying to, the Security Council was trying to pass a resolution to appoint some independent investigator, right? The UN was trying to appoint an independent investigator to see, to investigate the claims of chemical weapon attack in Syria. And guess who voted against having that? The United States voted against it. So did France and some others. So it's not going to happen. The independent investigation, of course, the United States said, well, we can't support that because Russia's just going to make sure it's stacked so that it, you know, that it doesn't support, you know, that it supports their fiction, basically. Doesn't say nothing. It doesn't feel right, I have to tell you. It feels like this could be creepy stuff here. Meaning, I don't like it. It's not like the United States has never done this sort of thing before. I don't know. It makes me feel dirty and horrible. And I already feel dirty and horrible because I have to work. I hate my fucking job. I get these projects. Like, I don't mind doing the day-to-day thing where, like, you just work. You know, like, oh, fix this problem, Madge. Okay, fine. Call this person. Get this to work. This doesn't work. Blah, blah. Shit like that. Fix this. Do this. Blah. Tasks I don't mind. But then I get these projects where I have to do this long-term project with these dicks. And I don't want to do it. Because I don't want to fail at it. So I'd rather just not do it. But I have to do it. And then it's really hard because every day it's like, I have to... Oh, here's music. Every day I have to, like, I try to sleep and I'm like, how am I going to solve the, you know, it's a long project. So I'm like, how is this going to work? This is never going to work. I'm not smart enough to figure this out. It's going to be horrible. Life is terrible. And then I can't sleep. And then I have my own projects, my personal projects. I don't know. I used to think when I was younger, I used to think, how horrible is it that life is finite, you know? How horrible is it that we don't live forever? How wonderful it would be to live forever. Now I think, thank Christ this shit's going to be over someday. Thank the Christ. Well, the windscreen, hairy it is. Hair, is it hairy? It's hairy, but it sure does a good job. I haven't heard any wind. Granted, I'm only using small earplugs, earbuds. So maybe it's audible at a different frequency that I can't hear in this vagina thing. I can't tell. Oh, at least now I can use my phone because it's not the phone. I don't know about any of this shit. Do I sound negative? Good, because I am. What else do you want to talk about? My vagina? My stinky? My little stinky. It's supposed to be like, I rode my bike to work. I thought it was going to be warm and sunny. But it's shit out. It's like 38. It's a little windy. And it's overcast. Fuck this. But I always said, I always complain about people that complain about the weather because you can't change it, right? So now I'm an idiot. I'm a huge idiot. Gertl. Anyway, should we talk about my new recorder? I'd like to thank the audience members who sent me Amazon money to help purchase this thing, including my mother, who gave me more than anyone. And, whatever. Oh, I was watching Zuckerberg on the on the whatever that thing, the McNeil Era News Hour, whatever the fuck that website's called. The news website of PBS. The news thing, that whole business. So I was watching that. It was really... He's a creepy motherfucker. I used to think he was good looking, but he stopped being that. He definitely stopped being good looking because he's just ugly now. And I was like looking at his eyes and I'm like, because it was kind of in HD, I guess, the thing. And I thought, what color are his eyes? Are they green? No, because that'd be kind of cute. Are they brown? No, they're not brown. Are they hazel? No. Are they blue? No, they're just kind of dingy. Dingy eye color. Okay, that was... I felt wind. Did that get hairy? I should have just stayed in the pornography business. Why the fuck did I go to something safe and conservative and get benefits? Oh, yeah, because... Obamacare was a good idea and I like it, but can't afford it. Oh, but it was nice to think about it. I mean, it's good if you're broke, I guess. But when you're an old woman, the premiums are like $1,500 or more a month. Because age discrimination is still allowed in Obamacare. You're not allowed to discriminate against pre-existing conditions, which is good and a huge improvement. I'm glad for that. Huge improvement from what was there before, which sucked. But it itches and stinks. It's very windy, so if you're not hearing wind noise, that's a big success right now. Very windy. It's so hairy, this thing. What was I talking about? I fucking forgot what I was talking about. Yeah. I just farted, too. It was a big fart. I farted so much last night, and I didn't think I was really going to fart that much. And usually, you know, I don't eat a lot of meat, really, but it stunk so bad. I mean, bad in a good way. And I wonder why. I had a lot of beans, but if the beans are frozen, does that mean they tend to cause more stench? I don't know. What was I talking about? I hate my job, I hate my life, blah, blah, blah. Podcast, my recorder, thus and so. Yeah. Oh, we were talking about healthcare, Obama juice. Let me switch hands. My hand's getting cold in this beautiful spring-like weather. It was snowing yesterday. It was snowing yesterday. How's that grab you, audience? How's that grab you? I used to have this boss named Abe Shankerman, and he'd say, "How's that grab you?" And he'd say, when somebody... I probably told this, I don't care. But he'd say, somebody would come and ask for bread. "Abe, is the bread fresh?" This is at a deli. "Abe, is the bread fresh?" "Ma'am, the only thing fresher than this bread is me." Just a dead humor to a new level. And then he had this thing where... I know I've told this. I don't give a shit. I've been doing this for fucking 14 years. And there's going to be repeats. And he'd say, "If you ordered tongue at this delicatessen, forget it. You're in trouble. Because you would get humiliated." So he had this bell like the one they have at Whole Foods. And he'd ring the bell. Ding, 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 ding. "One order of tongue coming up. Our tongue speaks for itself." But real loud. "Our tongue speaks for itself. One order of tongue coming right up." Gertle. I'm under another bridge. I'm under... what is this? Wabash, Michigan? I think it's Wabash. Yeah, honey. Then we get Dearborn. I'm hat. Hat burn. Girdle burn. Girdle barn. And what else? Mother Iphigenia. So, oh yeah, so the Obamacare. So, So if you're dirt poor, so if you don't make any money at all, you can afford to be on Obamacare, but then you can't really afford anything except the insurance. If you make enough to live on, then you can't afford Obamacare, right? Because then the premium becomes too expensive, because it's only affordable if you don't make any money. So if you make a reasonable income, you can't afford to be on Obamacare, which means you have to work for a company, a huge corporation that sells your soul, or that buys your soul, which is what happened to me. Right? So here's your three options so far, so for an old person. So option one, be poor and destitute. You can afford health care, but you can't afford to live, you barely afford to eat, can't go anywhere. Two, reasonable income as a freelancer, an independent person doing what you want to do. Okay, nice, middle income, can't afford health care because you make too much money for health care, right? Especially at this age. Next, so, or work for Satan. They give you health care, and you can afford to live, and you can afford health care, and you can afford to be fucked up the ass, because that's your whole life. And that's me. That's my life. Now, I know certain people accuse me of beating a dead horse. I won't mention any Reagan Fox names when it comes to health care, but the thing is, I'll never get over it. I'll never get over the fact that Americans are too stupid to realize that Europeans have figured this out. Canadians have figured this out. It's very simple. You just have health care provided by the government. Here's another thing. So my friend was telling me, here's how it works in it was a South American country. And I was like, well, I don't want to guess which one it is because I'll get it wrong. So some country. I think it was South America. Anyway. It's like this. Okay, so, and this might work for the United States because we like to feel like not everybody's equal. Land of opportunity, but fuck if everyone's equal here. You know, that's bullshit. Rich people want to feel like they're rich and other people don't deserve what they have. Meaning, you don't get the same fucking rights, the same basic human rights, like health, food, clothing, shelter, health care. You don't deserve it if you're not rich in America. That's what we believe in. That's why we have a president that represents those ideals, or lack thereof. So this country says, this country that I can't remember which one it is, my friend says, okay, so you, if you're rich, you don't have to wait in line. If you're poor, you still get health care, but you have to wait in line. Okay, that could work in America, you know, because then the rich people still feel better about themselves. I mean, better than the poor people, right? Okay, I'm just going to let this tour bus pass and then we'll be done. And I'm going to go upstairs and urinate before I sit in my beige fuckface room again. Okay, that's it. Bye.